Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
20 minutes from now, our pal Jim Root's going to join us from the three-man weave at Second Chance Points on Twitter to talk all things college basketball betting. Got some fun games tonight. We'll go over with Jim and some big picture topics as well. Ken and I are going to roll through the NFL Coach of the Year market. Bill Belichick, to the surprise of no one, is the massive favorite right now following his masterclass on Monday Night Football against Slap McDermott and the Buffalo Bills. Noobs, Alex Frischingen joins us 1 hour from now. Power Hour, final hour. All our bets for tonight. Bill Matz got locked and loaded. Bets on the National Hockey League. Top 25 Nick on College Hoops. Ken's college basketball plays. And then Ken and I. And three games late in the association. And rumor has it that Tyler may be joining us for college basketball picks as well today in the Power Hour. But Ken, I call you multiple times per show, every show. Your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. Let's find out what Ken's bets are coming up for Week 14 in the National Football League. And let's drop, I guess, Jake, that cheesy 80s CBS-style sitcom music, please. Coming up next, at the conclusion of the Rams and the Eagles, a little Jim Everett, Randall Cunningham for you. We're going to throw some different teams in there. At the conclusion of the Rams and the Eagles, it's 60 minutes, except on the West Coast. And then it's murder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
She wrote, starring Angela Lansbury, here on CBS. Boom! Tough acting to acting. Ken, what are the bets this week in week 14?
I still enjoy the Summerall impression. We need to make sure we keep doing that the entire year. We've done it up to this point. I have a lot of games shaded in a way where I'm waiting for numbers to appear, or I have not yet bet them. Way more than I have last week. How many total games are there this week? There's 14, right? Because there's four teams on a bye. So there's 14 games this week. I think it is possible I will actually have a bet on 9 of the 14 games, which is absurd. And honestly, could be more. It's just, you know, injury information hasn't come out yet fully, but man, it looks like it might be 9. Let's kind of see what happens. There are only 3 bets that I've placed yet so far, though. We can do those first. And I don't think any of the 3 bets will be surprising. We actually talked about 2 of them already in the show today in the P squared B squared abbreviated segment to start the show. First bet was Buffalo at 3.5. I think 3 would also be a bet for me, but I mean, there's this, as Kanish kind of told you, there was a little bit of interest in Tampa, which created some, if you liked Buffalo, some advantageous numbers today. Some 3.5s that were like minus 12 and minus 15 were available. And 3.5, I paid a little bit more for it, but I generally don't like to pay a ton, you know, for the 3.5 just versus just taking the 3. So a cheap 3.5 for, paying just a little bit more for it was what I got. I think Buffalo at 3, if you had no position and we get to Sunday, that would be a bet I would also advocate for. So Buffalo would be bet number 1. Bet number 2, and I'll just go in order because I'll do the second one we gave out on the show already, basically. Rams at 3, minus 110, definitely. Those were the openers that were available for a couple days. There were some 3s on the board even today. You're seeing 2.75 now is the consensus number in this game. I think there are still some relatively available 3s. Might have to pay a little bit more for them. I think this would be a situation where, you know, and if you get to your book and it's like, you know, let's say you only use one book. Let's say you use Bet Rivers, I think, as a 2.5 right now is their number. And you're like, well, should I pay a lot and buy up to the 3? No, like I never want you to like try to recreate my number, but pay way more than I had to pay to get it. So in those situations, usually, especially if it's around 3, what you'll hear Nick and I advocate for is just, pencil that game in as a potential for a 2-team 6-point teaser Rams up, which I think is totally possible in this situation, or like a viable option, I should say. And we compare it with some of the other stuff we give out on Sunday. Like if you told me that it's 2.5 everywhere on Sunday, I'd be like, great, give me Denver Rams in a tease immediately. Like Denver down under a field goal and Rams up to 8.5. Yes, please. For that 2-team 6-point teaser. You're going to have some teaser options this week. Don't feel like you're like, oh, like I missed the boat and like now I'm not going to be able to get in. Usually there's another way to approach the game. And if you do end up having to pass it, like, you know, so be it. How many bets do we give out every single night? Missing one bet, not exactly going to be the end of the world. Anyway, Buffalo Rams were 2 of the bets. The other bet that went in, this was a game we talked about in some detail. Nick and I are on the same side of this game. NFC East game between Dallas and Washington. Talked about it yesterday on the show. I am flummoxed a little bit by the line move that we've seen in this game and the degree to which we saw it, to be honest. So, okay, Washington's on this win streak. They're playing a little bit better. Okay, maybe Washington should take some money, I guess, even though my number totally disagrees with that. So Dallas opened 4.5, went down to 4. All right, okay. There were 3.5 minus 15s on the board in a bunch of places today, and I just can't wrap my head around that number. And so I bet it because I don't think it's going to be there on Sunday unless we get a hideous injury report for Dallas, which, you know, they've had a bunch of injury situations and COVID situations, but like, let's see what happens. 4, just again, and this is a situation where I don't think the good numbers will pass you by. 4 would absolutely still be a bet for me for Dallas in this game. 4.5 would be a bet. I like 4 obviously a lot more. But I, you know, Dallas in the game for me, basically. But that is a bet that has already been made. My number in the game is 6.5. So I like Dallas a good amount, Buffalo and the Rams. Nick, I have a bunch of kind of other numbers to talk about, but those are the 3 bets that are in the queue already.
All right, so there you have it. You bet Brilliant BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. The games that Ken has already bet and is monitoring now for week 14 in the National Football League.
Yeah, there's our, so now we're going to get into, like, am I actually going to
bet
this?
That was a great job by you laying out for the reset there. That was really
well done. Oh, yeah. You know, occasionally I learn. Just occasionally.
That was well done. You actually caught me a little off guard there, actually. Yeah. What do I say now?
So, Nick, those are the 3 bets I've already made. You do the Tyler fumble. Hello. Hello. It's You Better You Bet, BetQL.
How would Tyler's remix of Adele's most popular song go?
Hello, how are you? eating mozzarella sticks. There are a bunch of other numbers. What was the what was the line from Jurassic Park with the Raptors? Like, they remember. So like, I sometimes give it back to you for the rejoin, or the so like, or not the rejoin. What's it called? The reset. Reset.
Just
sorry.
Just give us the bet, please.
Yeah. I'll just do what I do and not.
We're
do
running
what
out
you
of
do.
Time. We're running out of
time. games that I'm monitoring. None of these will be surprising. I haven't bet Pittsburgh. I might on Thursday night. The 3.5 passed me by and I didn't take it. Do I regret it a little bit? Maybe. But Pittsburgh, if we got it back, maybe I end up betting them anyway. Have not made that bet yet, but one-sided game, interested in Pittsburgh. Apparently people want to bet the Jets. We still don't have the injury reports really in full yet. Maybe, again, another situation. Maybe I just don't get the number that I thought I was going to get. Would never bet the Saints in the game. Leaning toward the Jets. Let's see what I can get for there. Waiting on a 3 for Ravens against Cleveland. Obviously, that was a game that moved a lot on Monday. Haven't gotten it yet. Would tease the Ravens, obviously, in a bunch of situations. Haven't gotten a 2.5 minus 110 with Carolina against Atlanta. Got close a couple times. Never got there. Now it seems like we're back closer to 3 again. Wait and see on that. Just what's the best number I can get on Carolina. Haven't bet Denver yet. Definitely want to tease them. Still not totally convinced I don't want to just play them, but definitely want to tease them. Need to do a little bit more work on that game, but one-sided game in that I'm only interested in Denver. And then the Bears, which we talked about earlier in the show, like, let's get an injury report, let's get a quarterback confirmation, which we could have had today, to be honest. Maybe I didn't see it, and this was something I checked at the start of the week. But, like, regardless, have not bet the Bears yet. Would only bet them, like, let's see how the market kind of takes shape over the course of the week. So a bunch of things to wait on, but 3 bets are already in the queue, and I think it'll be a very busy and a lot of bets going on this week in the NFL.
Want to give everything out again, just in one tidy package here?
Sure, yeah, the 3 bets they're already in. Dallas at 3.5 minus 15, Buffalo at 3.5 minus 15, and the Rams at 3 minus 110. And then wait and see approaches on Pittsburgh, the Jets, Ravens, Carolina, Denver, and Chicago.
Okay, so there you have it. The games Ken has already bet and is monitoring for Week 14 in the National Football League. Next up, murder. That was a long pause I gave just now, right? I
think that was freaking out. The games he bet.
Yeah,
the Tyler Adele was very. I even laughed before when you were telling me what to do. I was laughing. Like I would Tyler and I go, well, this is perfect. This is just absolutely perfect.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
There's some distance between us. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello from New Jersey.
Right.
It me. Coming up and it coming me. Up next, it is our number 3. And in our number 3, we'll talk NBA with Noops. We'll talk NFL Coach of the Year, but we started with Jim Root. Talking college basketball, Second Chance Points on Twitter, Action Network, and the 3-Man Weave.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.